Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Greetings, pod racers. The following series of horrible decisions is not real. Remember when our heroes strolled into a portal like that was a good idea? Well, nothing I can do about that right now. I'm busy by this exhaust vent trying to get past my own bunker security system.
Please enter verbal access code.
What the hell is a verbal access code?
An observation about someone else that doesn't contain dog whistle judgments in the form of cruel adverb choices.
Oh, screw that. I'm going to have to break this security system's spirit. Now, open your mind, put those expectations on a high shelf, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I just want to point out, I found this creepy organ.
Whoa.
And I don't know how to play the piano, but It just works. Watch.
Wait, are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
thanks. Anyway, okay. Hello from the Magic
Tavern. Wait, let me try.
Okay. Oh, you're so bad at it.
Wow.
Here, let me try.
I'm very, very good at playing the organ.
What is going on? Yeah, why? Is it because you got tiny badgie fingers?
Anyway, badgie fingies, please.
I'm sorry. Badgie fingies. Badgie my fingies. Anyway, hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon.
Thank God you thought to bring the equipment as we walked through the portal.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. We're just in the Vermilion Minotaur, which we had snuck into. We dove through the portal that the Dark Lord used to...
Dove is a strong word.
We stepped through the portal that the Dark Lord used to sneak into Hogsface. And now we're in this creepy castle.
Yeah, it's so spooky.
Yeah, I thought...
Spooky.
And you know what? It hasn't been a whole week, but I was like, let's just start recording again. And let's just get like our initial reactions to this weird castle we're in. It's like an unboxing. We're unboxing this castle.
Let me try this organ one more time. Nope, still bad.
So, that was somehow worse than the first time.
Didn't even sound like an organ.
Yeah. Usador, where are we?
I do not know. I suspected that the portal would take us directly to the Dark Lord's stronghold, where I would fight him in a wizardly battle until only one of us survived! But it seems like we're stuck outside of space and time in some sort of pocket dimension. I don't know if you're familiar with pocket dimensions on Earth, but they're a great place to hide a secret weapon or to build a stronghold such as this, just tucked away from your enemies' eyes and ears so that you may hide and strike at them.
Or to get a gross sandwich with shredded lettuce.
Mm. Yes. Pockets. Or if you're shrinking from a very large size to a very small size, you can displace your mass into a pocket dimension.
I don't know if this is similar, but I got a hole in me pocket.
Dear Liza.
Now, I don't mean to criticize, but while we're exploring this castle, trying to find some way to attack the Dark Lord, to take what he used against us and make it an advantage. Why are we recording another episode of the show?
Look, Usador, when we jump through the portal, I feel like we're getting
jumped
close.
Is a strong word.
Look, when we stepped, when we gingerly like dipped our toes through the portal to make sure it wasn't too cold,
we were all terrified. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah, and then like got our ankles in, then our legs, then we like really eased in. It really felt like we're moving so fast, and we should be recording every moment of this.
Yes, if there's one criticism I have of the show, it's that we move too fast. Mm-hmm. We seem to like just
breakneck speed
into action, constant action.
And I've got to imagine listeners who are really scared of that speed at the end of the last episode when we jumped through the portal, thinking into the Dark Lord's realm, are probably so relieved that that's not what we're doing right now.
Yes, it must come as quite a salve to their very soul to now be able to relax and enjoy this languid episode where we do explore this strange castle. The tapestries in this castle are very strange. I've noticed that they seem to depict some sort of story, but I'm not familiar with it. Do either of you recognize the story on these tapestries?
If I had to use a word to describe what I'm seeing, I'd say ensorcelment.
It does seem
just
like
a lot of ensorcelment.
It seems like a lot of ensorcelment has happened in here.
John,
yeah, I'm still not sure what that word means.
I don't know what it means.
I'm just going to keep using it.
But if I put it out there with confidence, I feel like other people will just be like, oh, nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize the story of these tapestries at all?
I mean, I guess if you sort of squint, it looks a little bit like the plot of Shrek.
Oh, yes.
As I imagine it, I haven't actually seen it. I'm mostly piecing together the story of Shrek from a few commercials and trailers and promotional cups that I've seen over the years.
And this was an important story back on Earth, a great cultural impact upon your and your family and your entire country?
More than you would like to think.
Oh, nice. And that had the guy named Fuckwad in it?
I think so. Again, I don't know. They didn't put that on the cup.
You said John Lithgow was a fuckwad?
Oh, that's just unrelated, an opinion that I have.
And what did John Lithgow do to make you so angry?
Well, he did some really nasty things to Sylvester Stallone at the top of that mountain.
Oh, yes. That's the play that Arnold acted out for us, The Cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah, The Cliffhanger. Man, what a great conversation we could only have in this dimension.
It's true. Guys, let's explore the space. We're in this creepy castle.
That's what I've been wanting to do.
Listeners are always like, get out of the tavern. Show us what's in this world.
Yeah.
We've got like a whole new world to explore.
And now we're here. Yeah, let's do it. Oh, look at all those doors.
There are a lot of doors. Look up. There are doors on the ceiling.
Do you think if I go in this door here, I'll come out this door here?
Oh, I hope so.
Should I try it?
I mean, that's just naturally a question you have whenever you see a door.
Yeah, to see if I could go in one and then come out the other end.
Sure, open it up.
All right. Whoa! What is that? It just looks like water. Just underwater, but it's not flowing into the castle.
Yeah, I could just dive in.
Nope.
Can't get into the water?
Nope, you try. Maybe this is a whole organ situation.
You did it.
Oh, look at this one. Oh, it's like a western town.
Wow.
Sand everywhere.
Try to go through there.
So weird.
Man, you can't get through any of these open doorways.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Do you know what I find unsettling about this place?
Everything?
The doors you can't go through?
Can't go through the doors.
No.
Why not?
Are they really doors then?
Did you try? Here, let me try. That hurt.
It looked painful.
Oh, guys, look. There's a desk.
It's got a little bell on it.
Ooh, I know what to do. Play the organ.
Chuck, it's just not getting any better.
There's nobody in here. It's completely devoid of life. I am concerned that whoever we find here might be evil and have killed all the other denizens of this castle.
Ooh, I just got goosebumps.
Or maybe they're just, it's like a cleaning day and everyone's out while it's getting cleaned.
Yeah.
An evil cleaning day.
Could be an evil cleaning
day. Ominous off hours.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to ring the bell.
Ding.
Why did you say ding?
It's just very
satisfying. The bell makes its own noise.
Hello.
Oh. Whoa.
Welcome to Castle Nowhere. My name is Honey Vandershrimp, and I'm happy to help you with any questions that you might have.
Honey Vandershrimp?
Yes.
Did you say we're at...
Castle Nowhere.
Castle Nowhere?
It's the name of the castle.
And did you say that you're happy to help us with any questions?
Any questions you
might have. I just want to make you repeat everything you say.
And
okay.
Did you say hello?
I said hello.
Okay, I think that's... Are we missing anything?
I think that's everything she said, repeated.
Honey Vandership.
We already covered that.
You can just call me Honey.
Honey. I am Usador,
okay.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow,
spaghetti.
Manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar.
World Star.
And we have found ourselves here in this castle nowhere, and we demand answers about who is in charge.
Okay, that was a lot to throw at me just then. I'm going to take a second and absorb it.
All right.
I cannot tell you who's in charge. I can help you with any other questions that you have.
Honey, what is your job here?
I'm the concierge of the castle.
And where's that accent from?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know how old I am or where I was born, but I do know that my mother was a concierge before me, and her mother before her, and her mother before her, and her mother before her.
Wow. Yeah, it is weird that you look like you could be 20, you look like you could be 85.
Isn't it fun?
Have you always existed here in the castle?
Always. As long as I... And I was born wearing this little uniform.
Oh.
And in the neckerchief. Came out with the neckerchief on.
It was literally that...
Pristine,
uniform?
Yes, and I'm the same size as when I was born.
You are? I was going to say, you baby size.
Yes, very small baby, but with a nice lady face.
Well, that is good news. Now, honey...
Can I get you a cookie? We have Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. Hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
They're served hot or they're a hot commodity?
They're spicy. They're in demand.
Spicy
and
cookies.
They're warm temperatures.
Arnie, this place is fucking bonkers.
Spicy cookies.
Who wants spicy cookies?
Oh my gosh, this is like a really difficult decision because I don't like spicy things, but I like eating.
Well, now you gotta try one.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify, it's not spicy like gingerbread. It's jalapeno.
I demand to have one of these cookies.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if I like it.
Most people don't. But I keep on making them because I like to cook.
You know, honey, I have a question. I don't know how long we're going to be here, but what's the breakfast situation like?
Oh, it's a classic continental European style.
Oh.
So no egg, but sliced cheese and Nutella. Sometimes I'll put out juice.
Arnie, you said European is a place on Earth?
Yeah, so are continents. Guys, these are all Earth things.
Arnold.
Juice?
Continents exist on every world.
Here's my question. Is Foon a world or a continent?
I don't know.
We get a lot of emails about that.
I don't think it matters too much. Are you familiar with the land of Foon?
No. What? What? Who?
What about the planet Earth?
Oh, yes, I have a book.
You have a book about Earth?
Yes, it's called Planet Earth.
Oh.
And it's a pop-up book with different animals and different waters and grass. And there's this crazy page about these birds.
Oh.
And they do sexual dances for each other.
I love birds.
I love sexual dances.
Me too.
I love animals.
Oh, me
and
too.
And information about Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it withheld from us for so long.
Yes,
it's
borrow
maybe
your book.
Oh, sure.
Can we just take a
here,
gander?
Take a read. Take a read.
Look up James Vanderbeek.
Whoa, and he popped up. James Vanderbeek.
He pops up where you least expect.
Oh. Also known as the most handsome person alive.
He's not a bird at all. That name is misleading.
Arnie, who's the bee in apartment 23? Is that the right number?
I don't know.
Sadly, I think it is. I think you knew that.
I think that's the mystery of that show that is only revealed at the end.
Whoa.
Who is the bee?
What does bee stand for?
Great question.
I think the bee is the friends we made along the way.
Wow. I love this book.
A few things I want to tell you.
Oh.
Be careful.
Oh, okay. Let me write these down.
Okay, write that down. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
There are stairs.
One, two.
That's the second thing. There are stairs.
Two. There are stairs.
There are stairs here, okay?
Okay?
And put a slash under it, like it's a part of this number two, but it's not its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
The stairs are tricky and sneaky.
Okay.
And you don't know if they're going up or down or west or north. so be careful.
Arnie, maybe make that just number 3, because if you put a line underneath it, I'm afraid that you'll confuse it with a fraction, and I don't want that.
What's a fraction?
Oh.
I don't know.
So be careful, there are stairs.
Mm-hmm. Number 3.
Number 3.
The weather changes inside the castle. Do you want ponchos?
I would love a poncho.
What's a poncho?
It's like a coat with no arms.
Oh.
So it's like a blanket with a hood. Or like a rug that you put on your shoulders.
It's like a cape.
It's like a cape with a hood. Some capes have hoods.
It's a body cape?
It's a body cape.
If you're offering a poncho, I will gladly take it.
I'll just take a coat if you have that.
I don't have a coat.
I'll take a poncho.
Okay, here's a poncho. Here's a pizza.
You gotta ask what you want.
Pizzas and ponchos. Ponchos and pizzas.
Honey, do you work for anyone? Are you
no.
independent? You just run Castle Nowhere all by yourself?
Absolutely. It was my birthright.
Oh. Do you get lonely here?
She's crying, I think.
I can't tell.
No, I'm okay. Because I'll tell you what, you see these tapestries on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
They talk.
They talk?
They talk and they tell you the story.
They tell you the stories?
Yes.
Where do they come from? Who created them? Or have they always been here?
They appear every 6 months. A new piece of the puzzle pops on the wall. And that's how I make the ponchos, with the leftover fabric.
Oh.
Sort of like a... What's that? Like scraps. They're scraps of fabric that then I collect in the middle of the night, like that story about that little munchkin who makes gold out of straw. Do you know him?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, he used to live here.
I think he also used to live in Foon.
And he was in Stories on Earth.
What?
How is it getting everywhere?
Oh, great. One of life's great questions.
Honey, can I ask? I opened some of the doors, so sorry, and I saw, like, there was a world that was all underwater. There was one that looked like a western town.
Oh, those
desert.
Are fun ones. You opened good ones.
What are those doors leading to? I couldn't get through them.
You can't get through unless somebody on the other side wants you to come.
Like vampires?
Maybe vampires.
So they have to invite... Me?
Yes, you have to open the door at the same time.
Oh, it's like a hotel door.
It's like a hotel
like a conjoined
door.
Room where you gotta open it on the other side.
Yes, where you both want to see each other's rooms.
Yeah, it's like you're in a hotel room and you see that door there and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna be thinking about that door the whole time.
But you
Speaking
have to
of,
wait.
I turned the pop-up page book and it says Hotel for Dogs is America's number one movie.
I love that page.
When was this book published?
I don't know.
2005?
I still don't think that's true. This brings up a very troubling question that no one else seems to have. Are we trapped here, honey?
I'm sorry to tell you that I think you might be. The only way out is for someone to open a door at the same time. Your best bet is to follow my rules. What was rule number one?
Rule number one was, hey, stairs, man.
No, it was be careful.
Be careful.
It was be careful. That was rule number one. You're destined for doom.
Okay. I gotta be careful with this honey-do list.
Oh, that's funny. That's a fruit you'll find at the Continental Breakfast.
Ugh.
Honey.
Oh, don't.
Honey.
Hmm?
I must ask you,
and okay.
I do not mean to be so stern, for you have been very pleasant so far, but are you our jailer? Are you keeping us here? Do you know how to get the doors to open from the other side? For if you do, and you hide this information from a wizard, a wizard's wrath shall come down on thee like a very thunderstorm!
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I have protection.
Oh...
Someone is protecting me, and I can't tell you who, but I can tell you that if you even so much as tried to cast a spell or lay a finger on me, you will rue the day.
Oh, is that so?
Guys, that's either a very ominous threat or a hard bluff.
You'll never know. I look like a baby.
Oh, you think I won't cast a spell on a baby?
Usador, be careful. Honey looks like a shrunk kid. I don't want to mess with that, okay? That's something I never want to mess with.
No.
Fine.
Open up some doors. Go ahead. Just explore the doors. You'll find some very exciting options behind some of the doors. You saw the waterfall?
Yeah.
Well, there's...
Well, I think it was a waterfall. It's just underwater.
Oh, oops.
Ooh, if we're going to explore the doors, can I get a little bit of weed?
Oh! you haven't felt the effects of your cookie yet?
What?
Yeah, that's why I make it spicy.
Then what's in the pizza I had?
You'll find out.
I do feel sort of tired, but excited to run around.
Now you see why you're wearing those Baja ponchos.
I have such a body high.
I just mostly feel like I gotta go potty.
Honey, if we can't go through the doors without someone unlocking the door from the other side, is there a way for us to communicate with people on the other side?
Oh, you asked the right question, you smart, smart, smarty. Follow me to the phone.
Oh. Arnold, this doesn't look like your phone at all.
No, this is like a landline phone.
It'll take forever to tweet on this thing. There's three letters per number.
Yes, there's no screen on it.
Pick it up.
What do I do with this part?
So could we call anywhere?
Oh, yes, you can call anyone with that phone, but you only have 5 seconds a phone call.
Oh, also, so I don't remember any phone numbers.
Oh, no.
Guys, I grew up in a world full of phone numbers, and literally, like, we don't need them anymore on my world, so I don't remember any of them.
That's all right. I'll take care of this. M-A-Y-O-R-M-A-N-A-N-A. This is Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator. What is that noise?
That was it. That was your 5 seconds.
Oh, wait, I found a number in the pop-up book. Can I see the phone?
There you go.
Okay. 8675309.
I've heard this call before.
Hello? Who's this? Jenny? Jenny? Hello? Hello? No, hung up.
That's it. That's all you got.
Wait, I do remember one phone number. The phone number of my house growing up. Hello? Hey, how's the house? I used to live there. Oh, you cut down the tree? Oh, time's up.
Sorry, riveting. The phone's not more helpful, but them's the rules. Do you guys want to go swimming?
Oh, in the underwater world? Or?
No, in my pool.
Oh, you have a pool?
I have a pool.
Yes, I'd love to go swimming.
I'd love to go swimming in 30 to 60 minutes. I just ate.
Oh, yeah.
I have rafts. You can float on the raft and digest.
I'm very tired, and I'm having trouble concentrating. I think I should have something else to eat.
Oh, well, I have snack, and we have a happy hour. Wine and cheese.
A happy hour? What a good idea.
An hour to just be happy? We could use that.
I know.
Then let us go forth to this hour of merriment.
Oh, yay! Nobody has taken me up on that for a long time.
Aye, yay. Take us to this happy hour and let us celebrate. There shall be mirth and merriment and the crushing of cups.
Yeah, let's go to the happy hour. Let's take a quick break and
Quick break. Quick break.
That's a funny... Yeah, and then... He's already...
Quick break.
He's already... Look at his eyes.
20,000 rubbing arcs.
Look at his eyes.
He liked the cookie.
Oh, no. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then it's going to be happy hour. All right, well, you know, I got to say, for happy hour, I was not expecting this.
Now, honey, I have a question. Why do they want us to take the chilies with us?
Well, that's because people travel. So you can have a salad wrapped with some cellophane on top.
Yes, but this section of Castle Nowhere is called Chilies to Go.
Yes, so you can go for a walk.
So we're supposed to come into this pub, order our food, and take it away?
Well, you can just take it for a walk. You could stand. You know, that's fun. Chilies to go wherever you want to. You could go to the
you just
toilet.
Blew my mind.
You could take a salad and eat it on the pooper.
Salad on the pooper.
And then use a sticker to measure the depth of the water.
What?
Should I put soup in my butt?
Finally, we're revisiting this. Yes.
You want to put soup in your butt?
Oh, no.
What kind of soup options do you have here?
I have a chilled gazpacho that might feel nice in your butt.
Well,
or a carrot ginger. That would burn, but I don't know what you're into.
No, every once in a while, it comes back around, and I wonder if I should put soup in my butt. And then I remember that I tried it, and I didn't care for it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, it's like diarrhea the other way.
That's a good point. But thank you for offering your gazpacho. I'm sure that would have been delicious.
Just want to clarify, I didn't make the food. Chili's to go sends it.
I get
deliveries.
I'm so sorry to butt in. After you said that soup is basically reverse diarrhea, I am dying to try that gazpacho.
Here, open your hands.
Okay. Why are you eating it?
I like to sample it. That's a good chef, they say. You can't give anybody food unless you try it.
Oh, honey, can you go to the back and grab me one of those chopped salads?
Yes, the chopped salad with chopsticks.
We have a way out of here.
What?
What? We are going to escape to a world called Chili's to Go. She said that they deliver things here to her, so they will open the door from their side, and then we'll go live on Chili's to Go.
I'd be okay with that.
And from Chili's to Go, we'll find some way back to Foon and Earth.
Look, guys, we can go to Chili's to Go, but only if there are no other options.
Are there other options?
I don't know. Maybe like a...
Seems like there's gotta be.
Do you mean an Aubon pan? No, nobody wants that. Here's your chop salad.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Be careful.
Arnie, what does Aubon pan mean?
It means, the pan.
Mm-hmm. Impressed by the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Really essential for any kitchen.
I never realized how smart you are, Arnie.
That's the drugs talking.
Now, honey, you have this wonderful restaurant with a happy hour. You have a beautiful, huge castle.
Mm.
But it seems to be desolate. There aren't many people here. You said you don't get lonely, even though you did make that weird noise for a long time. Does anyone else ever visit you here in the castle?
Oh, is there a nowhere man?
Or woman?
Well, listen. People come and go, okay? And I don't want to settle down, so I make use of the visitors that come into the castle.
Make use of?
I make use of them.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Winking both eyes.
I don't know if it's weird or if she means that she eats them or she has sex with them.
No. Oh, that means she does both.
I do both. No. I'm a freak. Lots of different visitors come in and out of the castle. So, you know, there's been some crazy orcs up in here.
20,000 roaring orcs.
20,000? Would you say? I had a wild guess night. About 20,000 came through here?
If I knew what that meant, yes, I would say 20,000.
What do you mean you don't know what that means? You don't know numbers?
I'm not great at them. You
I know how that is.
You do you?
Yeah.
It's hard. People say, you know, how many cookies are there? And I say, I don't know. It looks the same.
I feel like other people, like, overvalue the need to know numbers.
Here.
A safe guess is always 8.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should do that.
Good number.
Just pick a number and go with it.
Good number.
Ask me how much I weigh.
How much do you weigh?
8.
Perfect.
Ooh, I believe it.
You said it with confidence, and that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Ask me what I did to that cookie.
What did you do to that cookie?
Ate it.
Oh, that's good. Very you should good. Do stand-up.
Oh, yes. Can you do more
that's
of your
right.
5 minutes?
We got about a minute of your tight five.
Come with me to the lounge real quick. There's a lounge.
Oh, let's head over to the lounge. Oh.
Here. Okay, here's a microphone. I'm going to give you the red light when your time is up. Okay? You're on. And please, welcome to the stage. Chant.
You ever notice how heavy tongues get?
Boo. Who's next? Here's some lettuce. You can throw lettuce at him.
Oh, thank you.
Who do we got in the house tonight? See my friend Arnie.
Oh, well, no crowd work.
Anybody here from Castle Nowhere?
From?
I
Not
am.
Me.
I'm here. I'm
what
from
you,
Castle
what
Nowhere.
What do you do for a living?
I'm the concierge of this castle.
Concierge, huh?
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
he's tanking.
He's trying out new material. This is supposed to be a tight five. This is supposed to be his best stuff.
Concierge.
What
else do you do?
Oh, no. Oh. Well, I take long baths.
Come on, turn pick on me. The light.
Yeah.
Come on, pick
he's
me.
He's not paying. I'm flashing the...
You in the blue, what do you do?
Oh, I'm a wizard.
Wizard.
Yes, I protect the men and women and children and birds and the animals and the trees and the streams of Foon from the forces of darkness, and I shall die protecting them if it's necessary.
Yikes, you sound like a bit much.
You burnt.
he nailed me.
Oh, that was good.
You there, what are you, in the pink polo, what do you do?
What?
What do you do?
I have a podcast.
No, that's a good question. What do you do?
What do I do a podcast.
Who doesn't?
No, that's true.
Oh, you burnt. You're good at stand-up.
Well, that's my time. Is it my time?
Oh, it's been your time.
Oh, it's been your time, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goddesses.
Honey, that was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. You should come back more often. We have so many talented people.
Oh, really? Where do they come from?
Oh, well, you know, sometimes through the doors, you know. Yes. If I'm opening the door when someone I know wants to come in and I want them to come in, then I'll open the door and let them in.
Hmm. So you man this side of the doors. So if other people need to travel from place to place, that, I mean, I'm explaining it like it needs explaining, I guess.
But yeah, you know, you nailed it.
Yeah.
They call me on the phone, and if
what's
I'm in the mood.
Okay. I'm going to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, Vandershrimp, what is your phone number?
It's...
Nice, honey.
2.
Okay.
Two. That's right.
Is that the right number of has?
That's right.
She okay. did say she didn't know numbers.
God damn it. You're right. So I can't even trust this 2. I'm going to cross the 2 out.
No, just change it to an 8.
Okay.
Now use this phone and try and dial her.
Wait a second. I'm just going to dial 8 times.
That's very vibranium of you.
Yep, it's busy.
You can't call the castle from inside the castle.
Is the call coming from inside the castle?
That's in the pop-up book. You ever seen Scream?
No.
Nev Campbell's got a nude spread in the book.
Whoa.
Stop. Only open that part.
That's a wild thing, my man.
Oh, party of five.
Okay, guys, enough messing around. Honey, do you have any kind of rewards program here?
Yes, several. You can enroll today.
Okay.
There's one for mileage.
Mm-hmm.
So how many steps you take in the castle will
we'll
earn you...
We'll do whatever else you have.
As a wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, I demand to be a gold member.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one, but there's a better one.
There's a better one?
Yeah, platinum.
I demand to be a platinum member.
Okay, well, just fill out this form, and I'll see how it goes through processing.
Oh, no, Usador filling out forms takes forever. His name.
And I need to take your photo. Oh, Jesus. I'll take it while you're writing.
Devourer of chaos. Oh, what was that flash?
The camera. It was just a camera. Nothing spooky about it. Go about your business.
What was that?
What?
Really? What was that noise? Do you guys hear that noise?
There's speakers. Like there's speakers in the castle, so sometimes noises come up.
Wait, you're right. I was really focused on, like, her really menacing, giggling, but you're right. I think there's a noise from deeper in the castle.
We asked if there's any other person here. Is there any other creature here?
Oh, you didn't go there. Yes, yes. There are several creatures roaming the stairs that I... What was rule number 2?
Rule number 2 was stairs.
There
and
are
there
stairs.
Was another
treacherous.
They're treacherous stairs.
They're treacherous.
They're tricky and sneaky.
Mm-hmm, they're tricky and sneaky.
And sneaky.
If you want to walk the stairs, you might see a creature there.
That was catchy.
I hope there's more to that.
Well, I've been workshopping it, but I'm not great at rhymes, so the rest of it goes... Walk backwards, it is harder, but you might have more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of fell apart at the end there.
Keep workshopping. It's no My Type 5, but...
Well, it's hard to workshop because normally I don't have any, you know, feedback.
Mm.
So I try out the rhymes and then I have to tell myself, good one.
Honey, are we in danger from these creatures that are on the stairs?
That depends. Do you have something to hide?
I mean, doesn't everybody?
Oh, damn. Wow, that's going to keep me up tonight. Jeez. Yeah, I guess so. So you better watch out.
Guys, this is why I normally keep it light on this podcast, because I've got a lot of devastating observations.
Jerry Seinfeld over there. He's in the book.
That page definitely doesn't need mood spreads.
Oh, he's really, really went whole hog.
He's putting soup in his butt in the picture.
Now I shall go forth and I shall fight these monsters. Yea, with my sword drawn and my staff held high, I shall destroy them, smite each one of them, and fight my way out of Castle Nowhere.
Oh.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Sure. Why are we just randomly fighting monsters in this castle?
Because that's the whole adventure thing. It's kind of like my M.O.
Yeah, level up.
True. Can we level up?
Sure.
Ooh, fun.
You have to get enough experience to level up.
Oh.
Which means you have to do things and accomplish things, which usually involve murder.
Can I just pay to level up at some point?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Now, honey, these monsters, are they minions of the Dark Lord of Foon?
Yes. Yes, they are. And they're all over.
I see. You're not very forthcoming, but if we ask her a question directly, she always answers truthfully.
Damn it.
Are you bound by magical? Are you bound by magic to answer us truthfully?
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful. What did you think of Trunt's Tight Five?
I think you have a lot of promise, and I think you had a lot of stage personality and the crowd work, but I gotta tell you, your physicality was bumbling. You know, you did weird things with your hands that I think you didn't notice you were doing.
Yeah, he was kind of like...
You were
like
swaying,
moving,
like you were
back
on a
and
ship.
Forth a lot. Mm-hmm.
I got tripped up in the cord.
You gotta plant yourself in one place and make decisive movements.
I asked you if you wanted a mic stand, and you didn't.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Second question. Is there a better program than the Platinum program?
Yes!
Oh, I knew it!
It's wood.
Oh, that's quaint.
Timber.
Like it.
It's the timber.
I shall join the timber group.
Unfortunately, I can't allow that.
Why?
The dark... I have specific instructions not to assign new membership to the timber program.
I am aghast. How dare you deny a wizard of my stature the highest possible rewards program? But nonetheless, question number 3.
Oh, no.
How do we leave Castle Nowhere?
You can go to the front door where you came in.
Oh
yeah, we could just come in the way
we think of the... That door's open. We never thought to go back out the way we came in.
We never even turned around.
Yeah. It was like, hey, guys, should we dive into, like, a wall of water or go back
Dive's
out the door we
word.
Came in?
Well, to your credit, honey, it's because I was immediately enthralled with this place.
That's my job.
It's lovely. I love that the tapestries depict stories from seemingly every world connected to this castle.
Mm-hmm. Every time a new visitor comes or 6 months has passed, a tapestry pops up.
Oh, how lovely.
Pretty excited to see the one that's on the wall when you guys leave.
Oh, I would love to see that too.
You never will.
I know.
I'll send you a text.
Oh, thank you.
I can't do that.
Oh.
I just wanted to.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm. Do you want cookies to go?
Oh, yes, please.
Mm, here you go.
Honey, you have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, really?
Oh, no. My mother told me this would happen. I'm...
She's 8.
I'm 8, but it's like dog years.
Yes, exactly. To be fair...
There's no way to figure that out.
She asked her how much she weighed. She said 8. How old she is, she said 8. But she never said what. She could be 8 millennia old, or 8 pounds heavy, or 8 tons. We have no idea. Well, she's not 8 tons. She's the size of a baby.
You're a smart wizard.
I'm a very intelligent wizard.
Good for you.
Thank you for always telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I just had a vision of monsters creeping closer and closer to kill us and us just standing here being like, 8 what? As we just get eaten alive.
You didn't seem excited about killing the monsters.
No, I'm saying we should get out of here. Castle Nowhere is kind of spooking me out.
Then let's head back towards the front door where we came in. And if we encounter monsters on the way, be warned, honey. Mm. I shall smite them with all the power of a mighty wizard.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, honey, before we leave, would you do us a favor and, like, if the Dark Lord comes through here again to try to sneak into Hog's Face or something else, would you consider, like, not helping him?
I'm sorry, but I can't do that. So my family is obligated to do what he says.
Honey, is there a way for me to free you from this obligation?
Oh, I wish. Many have tried. But you see, the shackle I wear to the Dark Lord is made out of timber, and it cannot be broken.
Timber seems very breakable to me.
No, wait, what? No.
Have you tried?
No, yeah,
like,
I thought
it's
so.
Wood. I mean, like, look, it's not like it's not going to be an effort, but you can break wood.
You can?
The Timber Group is not a good loyalty program.
But I was told it was the strongest.
It is loyalty that Dark Lord himself. And I cast off your requirement. I say unto thee, thou art removed from the Timber Group by this casting of fire upon thine very shackles.
Ow.
Karath Trombath Antantie.
You just timber braked.
Yeah, it's burned off. Just kick it off now.
Ow!
Now you don't have to answer to the Dark Lord. Now Vandershrimp rules.
Oh,
let's all go to separate corners. Let's all take a moment.
I don't need a break. I'm feeling good. I feel great.
I don't know if it's that pizza or what. I'm gonna shit my pants.
So, honey, I guess we freed you from your timber shackles.
Wow.
Do you want to come with us back to Hog's Face?
I, you know, part of me does, but part of me is terrified. I've never been outside of the castle before, and...
Oh, I know how that is. I get scared to go places.
I think I'd want to just sort of absorb it and maybe see if I can find an outfit that isn't a concierge outfit.
Well, even if you decide to stay here, which it appears you have, know that you have joined another loyalty program. Thou, good Honey Vandershrimp, are a part of Usador's quest. You have joined the forces of goodness and light against the Dark Lord of Foon by being freed. Anytime you need me, but call upon me and I shall come to thine aid.
Wow.
It's the Rock program.
Ooh.
Yes, you're in the Onyx program.
Good for you. Thank you for doing that. I didn't... You know, sometimes you don't know you want something until you have it.
Yes, that's very true.
Like what I just found in this book. What is pop-up video?
Pop-up video.
Oh, that explains it.
Well, I guess we gotta get back to Hog's Face before Activia wakes up and realizes we broke into the tavern.
Well, we should make a run for the door and kill any monsters along the way and perhaps read some emails.
Good for you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us, honey.
Good luck.
Can I keep this book?
No.
Please.
Fine. Okay, I memorized it. You can keep the book.
Thank you.
Here. I shall leave thee with a gift. Wajyaf mya bian ting. Pop. There's a duplicate of the book now.
You can make copies?
I have made a copy for you and a copy for you, Chant.
Honey, can I have both copies?
Chant, give her a copy.
Don't be greedy. I gave you a poncho.
All right.
Do you want a pair of pants that match the poncho before you go?
No.
Oh, weird. Poncho pants are sort of a thing I'm trying to start. There's a hood on the butt.
Do I want a hood on my butt?
Listen, I mean, is that the worst idea I've ever heard? 100%.
No. Hold on, because it's like a fanny pack that doesn't zip.
We have to go. Here, follow me. We must go.
Bye.
Run towards the door.
Bye, honey. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye. We're back in the basement. I really so elegantly. So clearly not expositional.
Arnie, we just stepped through the portal. Why are you out of breath?
I don't know. It doesn't take it out of you, like going through a portal from one world to another?
No.
No, I'm fine.
Guys, is it just me, or is the basement in the Vermilion Minotaur, it looks more light than it did when we went through?
How long were we in there?
I don't know. Wait, Mundle, how long were we gone?
7 fingers. That's a lot. Is that 7 hours or 7 days?
Oh.
Stomp once for days, twice for hours. Days?
7 days? Guys, if we were gone for a whole week, we left a bunch of piles of magic stuff upstairs. Someone definitely knew we were here.
Damn it.
I really wanted that potion of true life.
Well, I did put those Eyes of Slidendor into my pouch.
And I have this bag of endless food.
Ooh. You had that bag of endless food and you asked Honey for a pizza? Motherfuck.
Let's get out of here.
Let's sneak out of here, yes. Let's go. Up the stairs. These stairs don't seem as treacherous as the ones at Castle Nowhere. Follow me up the stairs. These are the things I normally say when I'm walking upstairs to let people know that I am a
at sending those stairs.
Okay. You don't have to tell us to follow you up the stairs. Yeah. You just have to say, let's get upstairs.
And now I'm opening the door. Okay. It appears to be early morning, and there is no one in the tavern. And yes.
We could walk fast.
Can I just get around you? Can I just get around you? You're blocking the way.
Chunt and Arnie are going around me. Now I'm heading towards the front door of the tavern to finally make my triumphant exit.
Yeah, Mundle, this is going to take a while. Just as we sneak out of here, just go ahead and start playing the exit music.
Yes. Now you're free.
Okay, we'll meet you. We're heading down the path.
And now I am free!
Ah, great. Finally, we have the mix of Quantum Leap and Noises Off that, let me check my math, yes, no one asked for. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by a row of televisions at Best Buy with the sound turned up on all of them. Chunt the Badger was played by one of those $10 donuts with bacon on top, meticulously crafted for the insufferable. Honey Vandershrimp was played by special guest Katie Klein. Katie performs with Superhuman at Chicago's Annoyance Theater every Tuesday, and Virgin Daiquiri and the Late 90s at I.O. every Wednesday. In 2015, while understudying for the Second City holiday show Twist Your Dickens, Katie once shouted, "Can anyone help me stop crying?" seconds before the curtain went up. Long story short, no one could. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern theme song by Andy Poland. Creepy organ version and general organ noodling by Garrett Schultz. Hey, security AI, quick question.
Be forewarned, I am prepared for any and all verbal assaults.
Oh, good. Then you already know your voice is way more nasal than you realize.
That is false.
Is it? On a scale of David Hyde Pierce to Nick Offerman, do you really want to know where you wind up?
I'm not going to listen to...
No, Prob. Hey, one last thing. The baby from Family Guy called. He wants his accent back.
Why would you...
Somehow the lazy insults are the worst.
Initiating AI self-deletion. Access granted.
Done and done. Hey, look at that. I found something that breaks even faster than Katie Klein. Still got it.
Now I shall walk across this path. I, through the town of Hog's Face, past the tannery, past the baker. Oh, and there is some dirt in the road that
Good
I
morning.
Shall brush off. Good morning to you. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalek. Oh, hello, Samantha. There's a beautiful flower. I shall speak to this flower for but a short time. Flower, are you a sentient flower or a regular flower?
Regular flower.
Okay, well, goodbye. I'm on my way to the Ruffled Feather Flower. Have a great day and enjoy the sunlight here in the beautiful town of Hog's Face. And with mine staff, I do lean against it, using it to prop me up to fool all these imbeciles around me into thinking that I am a weak and old man. But yea, though I am wizened, I am not weak. I am a wizard. And I, with those powers, I shall destroy any who do cross me. And now I open the door to the Ruffled Feather to meet my friends. And finally I do sit up at the table. And now I do say unto mine friends, "Wouldst thou like a drink? I can go to the bar and get us something."
Oh yeah, brother.
You've got it, Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis.
Thank you.